Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Understanding Databases and Tables. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Analysis Techniques in the Data Analytics for Product Leaders course. In this lesson, we'll explore the structure of databases and their architecture, the importance of tables within those databases, and the relationships between tables. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to understand how databases are organized, recognize the critical role tables play, and identify how tables interact with each other to form a cohesive data structure. Main content overview of databases and their architecture. Databases are structured collections of data that allow for efficient storage, retrieval, and management. Imagine a digital filing cabinet where information is organized in a way that makes it easy to find what you need. The architecture of a database typically consists of several key components: tables, schemas, and relationships. Tables are the backbone of most databases, resembling a spreadsheet with rows and columns. Each row represents a single record, while each column represents a specific attribute of that record. For instance, in a customer database, each row might represent a different customer, and columns could include data like their name, email address, and purchase history. Schemas, on the other hand, define the structure of the database, including the tables and the relationships between them. This organization ensures data integrity and helps prevent redundancy. Understanding this architecture is crucial for anyone looking to analyze data effectively, as it lays the groundwork for how data is stored and accessed. Importance of tables and databases. Tables serve as the primary means of organizing data within a database. Their structure allows for easy data input, retrieval, and manipulation. For a non-technical audience, think of a table as a well-organized recipe book. Each recipe, table, contains ingredients, columns, and steps, rows, that lead to a final dish, data output. The importance of tables can be highlighted through their ability to maintain data integrity. For example, if you have a table for customer information, it ensures that each entry is consistent and formatted correctly. This consistency is vital for producing accurate reports and analyses, as it directly impacts the quality of insights you can derive from the data. Furthermore, tables allow you to categorize and filter data efficiently. You can quickly find specific information by querying the table. For instance, if you wanted to find customers who made purchases over a certain amount, you can filter the table accordingly. This capability enables product leaders to make data-driven decisions based on precise customer insights. Relationships between tables in a database. Relationships define how tables interact with one another. There are three primary types of relationships: one-to-one, one-to-many, and many-to-many. Understanding these relationships is essential, as they dictate how data can be linked and queried across different tables. One-to-one relationship. This exists when a record in one table corresponds to a single record in another table. For example, in a user profile database, each user may have exactly one profile, and each profile is associated with only one user. This relationship simplifies the structure and ensures data is not duplicated. One-to-many relationship. This is more common and occurs when a single record in one table relates to multiple records in another table. For instance, a single customer can have multiple orders. In this scenario, you would have a customer's table and an orders table, with each customer potentially linked to multiple orders. This relationship allows for a more comprehensive view of customer behavior and purchasing patterns. Many-to-many relationship. This relationship occurs when multiple records in one table relate to multiple records in another. For example, if you have a student's table and a courses table, a student can enroll in multiple courses, and each course can have multiple students. To manage this relationship, a junction table is typically created, linking students to the courses they are enrolled in. This structure allows for complex queries to analyze student enrollment trends and course popularity. Understanding these relationships allows you to construct complex queries that can extract meaningful insights from the data. For anyone involved in data analysis, being able to navigate and comprehend how tables relate to one another is crucial for effective data management. By mastering these concepts, product leaders can leverage data to drive strategic decisions and enhance product offerings. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the structure of databases, the vital role tables play in organizing data, and the relationships that exist between those tables. By understanding these concepts, you are better equipped to analyze data and draw insights that can inform decision-making in your organization. The knowledge gained here forms a foundation for more advanced data analysis techniques, which we will cover in future lessons. Reflection questions: how can understanding database architecture improve your ability to analyze data effectively? In what ways do you think the organization of tables can impact the quality of reports and insights derived from data? Can you identify a situation in your current or future role where recognizing relationships between tables might enhance your data analysis efforts?